And we are just about set for basketball. 8 minutes on the clock. Ball in the air. The tip is controlled by the Bears. Alex Merrill has it out front. They'll set it up coming towards us here. And swinging around the outside. Back Flynn. Over to Young on the wing. Top of the key to Flynn. Flynn will give it to Merrill. He's open for three. He'll take it. It's good. Alex Merrill. It's the first bucket of the ball game. It's 3-0, Mammoth Spring. Bobcats back on offense now. Andrews has it on the left wing. Swings it down to Haven. Haven back out to Andrews. He'll pull for three, and it's good. I said before the game, both of these teams seem to be shooting the ball well in warm-up.
And that three-pointer, Mike, brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic.
All right. Bobcats and the Bears tied at three, just underway, less than a minute into the game. Cole Young for three, off the rim, no good, fight for the rebound, and it's going to go off of the there Bobcats. Landry Pitts last to get a hand on it. Two pairs of number 10s there fighting for the ball. Bears will inbound, looking to come in. They'll bring it all the way back out front to Cole Young. He'll give it to Merrill. Alex on the dribble, standing way out, almost half court. Brings it back out front, swings it to the wing, now into the corner to Skaggs, back out to Merrill. Flynn, the Young, left side underneath, beautiful pass into Merrill, and he's going to draw the foul on Logan Doss.
And Logan a little bit out of position there, let Doss get inside of him.
Good quick pass by Young to find Merrill underneath. And the Bears trying to get the lead back here. We played a little over a minute. It's 3-3. Mammoth Spring and Thayer, championship of the Liberty Invitational Tournament. Alex knocks the first one in. He's got all four of the Bears' points here to start the ball game. Senior will step up here. The second one is on the way. It is in and out. Rebound by Logan Doss. He'll give it to Gage Pitts, and he'll bring it down the left side of the floor. Takes it all the way down the wing. Inside. The shot up off the glass. No good by Landry. Good rebound by Doss. He can't get it to go, and Alex Merrill pulls it in. Merrill with the basketball. We'll take it down the corner to Young. Young takes a three. He'll bring it back out front to Merrill. Alex, left side now to Skaggs. Back to Merrill. Out to Lester. Flint. Back to Alex. He's going to fire the long three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound, Landry Pitts. He gives it to Andrews. Andrews, nice pass underneath the Doss, who made the bucket. And the Bobcats are up one now, 5-4.
That's a pretty play right there.
That was a beautiful pass. From Andrews to Doss. Merrill out front, standing between the circles, top of the key, gives it over to Lester in the corner. Flint, back out to Skaggs, around to Flint, to Merrill. Merrill drives a little bit, now backs back out. Pass underneath to Lester. Lester draws the double team, kicks it back out. Patient here on offense for the Bears. Merrill drives in, good defense by the Bobcats, cut him off, he'll back it back out. Bears, no hurry here. Don't want to get into a running game with these Bobcats. Talked about it. Bears play five players basically the entire ball game. Won't make many substitutions. Bobcats a little deeper. They'll go three or four at least on their bench. Bobcats will have Bears will have the ball. That ball was knocked out of bounds by the Thayer Bobcats.
A 1-3-1 zone really bothering Mammoth Spring now, Mike. They want to punch that ball in the middle. There's just no room in there for them.
And they want to take their time here, no hurry here. Like I said, don't want to get out and run. Bears hanging on to the back.
Oh, that's going to be backcourt. Skaggs had his foot on the line.
Bears with the basketball. Merrill out front. Gets it right back, goes up for the shot, draws the foul. Alex Merrill back to the free throw line. And quickly, Coach Pitts going to the bench. He'll bring in number 30.
Yeah, Keith Nicholson will check in on the next whistle. Merrill going to shoot two here tonight. He had 16 in the ballgame last night. The loss for the win by Mammoth Spring overall, 16 points. His last eight came from the free throw line.
Alex has been pretty consistent all year long. The leading scorer for the Mammoth Spring Bears missed that first free throw. He can tie it up here with the second. Second shot is up, and it's good. So 5 points for Alex, and we're tied at five. 4:56 left to play first quarter. Gage Pitts will walk it into the front court for the Thayer Bobcats. Gives it to Landry on the wing. His pass is stolen by Cole Young. Cole into the double team, puts it up, puts it in.
Nice play.
Nice play by Cole Young. The junior with his first two. Back the other way there with the basketball. Pitts to Pitts. Gates to Landry. Out to Andrews. Andrews now going around the outside. He opened with a big three for Thayer. Gives it to Haven. Haven backs it back out. Working in. High post to Andrews. He'll pull up for the jumper. That's no good. Rebound by Skaggs.
Yeah, didn't get a shoulder square on that one.
They're kind of fading to the right as it went up for the shot. Bears with the basketball, leading by two. Merrill gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs bounce pass in to Young. He'll back it back out. Over to Lester. And the spring swinging the ball around the outside. Merrill started to drive in. Good defense again by those there Bobcats. Off to Flynn, swinging around the outside. Bears with the basketball. Mammoth Spring still working the ball around the outside, trying to find an opening here against this zone. They go down low to Merrill, out to Young. His jumper, no good, off the rim, rebound by Dawes. He'll hand to Haven. Jakes pushing the ball down the middle of the floor. Takes it right side. Gives it off to Gage Pitts. Gage guarded by Justin Skaggs. Pass into the high post to Haven. Haven is going to get called for the hook. Cleared out as he made that move to the basket. Referee standing right there in front of him, had a good view of it. First foul on Haven. And the third on the Bobcats. Emma Spring with the basketball and a two-point lead. 3:17 left to play in this first quarter. Alex Merrill out front gives it to Flynn. Back out to Skaggs. Lester thought about the three, didn't take it. Zach will take it. Flynn on the way, it's good.
Nice ball movement to get the open shot.
Zach Flynn with his first points, and the Bobcats are up by five, now 10-5.
Well, Bears are up by five.
Bears are up by five, right.
And Logan Doss gets fouled as he goes up with a nice pass in there from Gage Pitts.
Good pass from Pitts again. And Logan Doss to the free throw line. Logan's got 2 points in the ball game. Got that on a layup early. Free throw's on the way. It's good. Nice ball touch. So 10-6 now. Mammoth Spring by four.
Merrill on the foul, by the way, was his first.
First foul on Alex. Second shot by Doss is good.
Logan's offense has really come around the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's been playing some good basketball
really well
last
couple
of weeks.
Took a little longer to get rid of the football than some of the others.
Alex Merrill has the ball out front. Gets it to Skaggs on the wing. Back out to Merrill. Back to Skaggs. Playing catch with it out behind the three-point line. Alex will back it back out. Picked up there by Gage Pitts. Gives it back to Skaggs into the corner to Flynn. Flynn looking inside. Gets back out to Lester. Bears. No hurry here as they move that ball around the outside, trying to find an opening here against this zone. Almost turned it over. Flynn's open for three. He'll fire it up and in. Zach Flynn, his second three.
Bears continue to make that extra pass, Mike. Get that wide open look.
Give it to their shooters. Andrews drives in. Gets the ball out to Haven. To Pitts. Gage for three. That's on the way. No good. Andrews fought for the rebound and had it taken away by Cole Young. Looks like a couple of Bobcats had it, kind of fighting with each other trying to get it. Can't fault the effort, though, between the two. Bobcats on defense. Bears to the basketball. Merrill swings it out to Flynn. Left wing to Young. Inside to Lester. Back to Young. Cole picks up his dribble. Gives it to Skaggs on the left wing. He's guarded by Haven. Needs help. Comes to the corner to Lester. Flynn. He dribbles away from the defense, gives it off to Young. His shot no good. Rebound pulled down by the Bobcat. Jace Haven takes it the other way. Jace drives in, pull up jumper on the way, no good. Rebound Clint Lester. He'll give it to Alex Merrill. Bears back on offense, leading by six, 13-7. A minute 5 left to play in this first quarter. Flynn with it. He has it right wing. Guarded by Andrews. Comes out to Young, now to Skaggs, back to Flynn. Zach's pass almost got away from him there. They swing it around, Young open for three, fires it up, no good, off the rim, rebound by Dolph, and his pass knocked out of bounds Good hustle. Alex Merrill got in the passing lane.
Third rebound already for Logan Doss tonight.
He's doing a good job on the boards, has been doing a good job on the boards the last few games. Bobcats with the ball, trying to cut into this six-point lead, down to 38 seconds left in the first quarter. They are on the dribble. Jake Fitz, give it to Jake Haven. Jake turns and looks. Looks like maybe they're going to hold for the final shot of the quarter here.
I would imagine.
Down to 26 seconds. Bears content just to sit back in that zone. Not coming out. Let them hold it for the last shot. Gage Pitts has it out, standing on the Eagle at half court. He'll dribble right side now. Picks up his dribble. They back off of it. He comes out to Andrews. With the ball in the hands of Andrews here as the quarter winds down. He turns it over. Flynn up to Young. Young. Oh, they run out of time. It's a good pass, but just a little too late. At the end of one, your score, 13-7. Mammoth Spring Bears lead the Fair Bobcats. We'll take a break. Back for your second quarter in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Being a student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations toward future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
When you need medical attention, know that Dr. Melissa Wright, nurse practitioner Sheila Marler at Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic are here for you with top quality, compassionate care. They offer family medicine for all ages in their state-of-the-art facility located at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Arkansas patients can also make an appointment at their second location at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment.
Welcome back to Liberty High School, the 49th annual Liberty Invitational Tournament. There, Bobcats, Mammoth Spring Bears playing for the championship. Mammoth Spring with a six-point lead to start this second quarter. There will have the basketball. Gage Pitts out front, hands off to Andrews. Andrews on the dribble, drives into the lane. Jumper from the free throw line, no good. He tips it back out, but it's going to go out of bounds into Coach Scott Small's hand over on the sideline. It'll be Bear basketball.
If they're making a substitution here, Mike, Keaton Nicholson going to check in for Logan Doss. First substitution of this game by any team.
It is. Very first substitution. Nicholson in. And the Bears have the basketball after the tip-out that went out of bounds. Bears got to get it across half court. They do. They work it into the corner. Flynn for three. It's on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Haven. Haven pushing the ball up the right side of the floor. Drives in all the way to the basket, puts it up. Oh, good, strong play, but he couldn't get it to go.
Needed that ball to hit the backboard and stayed on the rim and just rolled right over.
Rolled over the side there. But a good, strong drive to the basket, and Jace Haven will go to the free throw line. That foul on Quint Lester is his second. Haven shoots the first one up and in.
No, he missed it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he didn't even catch the rim.
Oh, I thought it went through the net.
No.
That one did. So made one out of two. Bears with the basketball, leading by five, 13-8. Merrill trying to get across half court, gets it to Lester. His pass underneath is stolen, but it goes out of bounds off of Haven. Good hustle by Jace, but he couldn't save it back in. Probably a good thing he stepped out because he threw it back to the Bears, and they were all alone underneath the basket.
Yeah, Merrill made the layup. It didn't count, but he didn't take the layup. So, yeah, rather have him inbound the ball than shooting a layup.
Right. Bears get the ball inbound. Flynn's got his block. They called Nicholson for the block. I don't know. Looks like he got that ball. But
pretty clean from here, didn't
it? May have got him down low a little bit, but it looked like up top he got it all ball. Zach Flynn will go to the free throw line. Zach with 6 points, a couple of three-pointers. Knocks it in. Zach's a good shooter. He gets hot. He can light it up in a hurry. Second one is on the way. It's good. 8 points for Flynn. Bears lead it now 15-8. 7 point. Mammoth Spring lead there with the basketball. Gage Pitts on the dribble out front. He'll give it on the left wing to Andrews. Andrews started with a big three. He's been quiet since. There's Pitts for three. It's good. Gage Pitts knocked it in. His first point of the ball game. Bobcats needed that one. Kind of struggling getting their offense going here.
They haven't scored in a while.
Bobcats cut the lead back to 4, 15-11. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Young drives in, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Landry Pitt. Off to Andrews. Andrews driving to the basket, and he lost it. They're going to say off his leg and out of bounds.
Yeah. Jordan wanted the foul there on the contact, but I don't think in that situation you challenge two defenders. They're not going to give you that foul.
They said it went off his knee after he went up with it, so the Bears get the ball back. Merrill picks up his dribble. Pass almost over the head of Skaggs. Bears having some problems getting it across half court. Coach Godwin wants a timeout.
Yeah, they were close to getting the 10-second call there, Mike.
They were. So we'll take a timeout with them. 15-11, Mammoth Spring leading there. Back in 30 seconds on ESPN.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And again, welcome back to the 49th Annual Liberty Invitational Tournament. The Mammoth Spring Bears and their Bobcats in the championship game. Bears have the basketball leading by 4, 15-11, 6:25 left to play first half. Merrill, here's the ball to Lester, over to Young on the wing. We'll come back out to Merrill. Alex picks up his dribble, comes out to Skaggs. Back to Merrill. They swing the ball around the outside. Bears trying to find an opening here against this zone. Lester off to Flynn. Flynn drives in. Nice pass in to Young, who missed the layup, but now commits the foul trying to get the ball back.
Now the rebound for Nicholson. Fair Bobcats with 8 rebounds to just 2 for the Mammoth Spring Bears. And the Bobcats winning the battle on the boards so far.
They are winning the battle on the boards for sure. They now have the basketball back, trailing by 4, 15-11, 6 minutes left in the half. Gage Phipps. He'll walk it across half court. Gives it to Andrews. It's guarded by Skaggs out front. To Pitts. Pitts drives in. Pull-up jumper on the way. It's good. Nice play by Gage. Gage Pitts now with 5 points in the ball game, and it's a 2-point ball game, 15-13. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Skaggs picks up his dribble. He'll give it to Merrill. Alex trying to get across half court, and he does. And they call the
10-second call, yeah.
Didn't quite make it in time. The defense has bothered the Bears a little bit here. Bobcats a chance to tie this thing up on this trip down the floor, take the lead with a long. Landry Pitts will inbound to Gage. Gage will bring it up the floor. Bobcats with a basketball. Landry Pitts picks up his dribble, looking for help. He'll pass it over to Andrews. Andrews drives in. Free throw line jumper is on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. Good rebound by Hayden. He puts it back up again. It's stolen. His pass stolen by Young. Young to the basket. He can't get it to go. And the rebound's pulled down by the Bobcat. Andrews quickly back the other way. Goes in. Gets it off to Haven. His shot up. No good. His follow is good. Ties the ball game. Jace Haven. His first field goal. Bear is now looking at this pressure. Got to get across half court. They do this time. Lester with it. He'll hand out to Merrill. Alex with a basketball. Around the Skaggs. Bears and Bobcats tied at 15. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Ball is tipped out, but they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Zach Flynn. Zach trying to tip the ball out to a teammate, knocked 2 Bobcats down. He's called for his first foul. Bobcats have the ball back. Chance to take the lead here. First lead since it was 5-4, if they can get it here. Bobcats with a basketball hit. Give it to Andrews. Andrews back to Pitts on the left wing. He's guarded by Skaggs. Goes baseline all the way underneath. Reverse layup, no good. Haven's there for the rebound. Back up and in and a foul.
Haven now with 4 rebounds, Mike, and the last 2 of them he's put back in. So the offensive rebounds has been a big difference in this comeback by the Bears.
Rebounds have been the difference so far. The Bears trail by 2. Bobcats at the line. Jace Haven. Puts the shot up and in. Haven with a 3-point play. He's got 6 points. And it's a 3-point Bobcat lead. Cole Young loses the basketball as he gets it at half court. Andrews with it. He goes in, puts the shot up and in. And Andrews now with 5 points. Coach Godwin again wants a timeout. The score 20-15. They are leading Mammoth Spring. Back in 30 seconds on ESPN.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Welcome back again. The 49th Annual Liberty Invitational Tournament. Mammoth Spring Bears will have the ball down by 5 to the Thayer Bobcats. Championship game here of the tournament. Justin Skaggs will inbound, gives it into Flynn, right back to Skaggs. And this press has really bothered the Bears. They get it across this time. They'll work it around the outside. Merrill with it. Backs it back out. Merrill picks up his dribble, gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs looks high post, nothing there. They swing it around to Flynn. Flynn back out to Skaggs. Justice with the basketball. He'll give it back to Merrill on the left wing. Down to Flynn. He drives baseline. Nice pass out to Skaggs. Skaggs over to Merrill. Merrill fakes the drive. He'll back it back out. High post to Young. Cole goes in. Can't get it to go. Gets the ball back again. Again can't get it to go. And now we're going to have a jump ball. It'll belong to Mammoth Springs. Cole in there with the trees, trying to get one to fall and can't so far.
And Logan Skaggs checking back in the ballgame for the Thayer Bob, or Logan Skaggs?
Logan Doss.
Logan Doss.
Yeah, Logan Skaggs.
I knew I'd do that for tonight with
Logan. Been a couple years since Logan played. With
that's memorable.
Yeah. Mammoth Spring Bears, Justin Skaggs, his brother. And gets it off now. They've got it to Merrill. Back out to Young. To Justin. Justin with the basketball. He'll take one dribble. Gives it over to Flynn. Back out to Justin. They swing it around the outside. Lester has it on the wing. Back over to Skaggs to Flynn. He's open for three. He'll put the shot up. No good. Lester with a nice rebound inside. Good job by Clint Lester. They need him to rebound because right now they're really being out-rebounded by the Thayer Bobcats.
Well, that's the first offensive rebound that's gone back in for a bucket for Bama Spring.
20-17 there with a three-point lead in the basketball. Chase Hazen's going to fire the three. It's short. Rebound pulled down by Zach Flynn. Don't know if that's the shot Thayer wanted right there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Early in their offense, taking that long three to the basketball, trying to go underneath to Lester, and it's knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Jordan Andrews. Checking in for Thayer, number 24, Lane Grimes. He'll come in, and who was it?
Gage Pitts went out.
Gage will get a breather here. Bears will inbound. They bring it in to Clint Lester way out front. He'll give it to Skaggs. Bears set up the offense. Merrill has it now. Standing on the big Eagles there. Working inside to Lester. Lester drives underneath. Almost run out of real estate down there on the baseline. Give it back to Young. Over to Skaggs. Skaggs looking inside. He'll bounce it back out. Gives it to Merrill. Over to Flynn. Flynn's pass is tipped and chased down by Skaggs. For the basketball. Flynn for three. It's on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Logan Dahl. Up the floor, Haven pushing the ball. Drives to the basket, puts it in.
How is that ball up?
Nice play by Chase Haven. Put that ball up left-handed. Cole Young now with it as he crosses half court. Minute 44 left in the half. Mammoth Spring with the ball down 5. Merrill picks up his dribble, drives. Back out to Lester, now to Merrill. Merrill, top of the key, goes right. Picks it up across to Skaggs. Justin for three. It's on the way. No good. And the rebound's out of bounds off of the Mammoth Spring Bears.
Bears are settling for a long shot.
Yeah, they're settling for that long shot. The Bobcat defense, they are not letting them get any drives to the basket. They're making them take outside shots.
And not hardly getting the ball inside the three-point line.
Right. With the basketball, Andrews holding it out at half court. They're content here just to run some clock. Down to a minute 14 to play in the half. 22-17 there with the lead and the basketball. Lane Grimes drops behind the three-point line. Goes to Dolph down on the baseline. Out to Andrews. Andrews guarded by Flynn. Both number 22. He'll bring it all the way back out front. Now to half court. Andrews on the dribble, trying to get around the defense. Little running one-hander up, no good. Rebound by Doss, no good. Andrews with the rebound, back up, and oh, that rolled out. And we got a rebounding foul on Logan Doss. Come over the back of Flint Lester.
Upcats missing two shots. It should have went in right there.
Yeah, they had two pretty easy shots and couldn't get either one of them to go. For Logan Doss, he'll go to the bench with two fouls. Bears will inbound, 44 seconds left in the half. Cole Young has it to Skaggs up to Flynn across half court to Merrill. Down to 36 seconds to play in this first half. They back off Merrill. He drives in, gives it to Flynn. Flynn goes baseline. He stepped out of bounds. You see that right here underneath me? He stepped on the bead. He was a good foot out of bounds.
Yeah, that's that defense forcing everything deep on the baseline.
And he tried to squeeze it down the baseline. He couldn't quite get through, so Bobcats get the ball back on the turnover.
Gage Pitts back in the game as Lane Grimes goes to the bench. Keaton Nicholson also checked in a moment ago, Mike.
All right, 21 seconds left to play in this first half. Bobcats for sure going to go for the final shot of the quarter here, or final shot of the half, I should say. 22-17, they're leading Mammoth Spring. Pitts on the dribble out front. They want to put the ball, I think, in the hands of Andrews here to end this half. Pitts thought he had a lane to the basket. It's knocked loose out of bounds off of the Mammoth Spring Bears.
Bears outscored Mammoth Spring 15-4 in this quarter.
Yeah, they took over in the second quarter. Mammoth Spring pretty well dominating the first quarter. The second one has belonged to Thayer. Shot up at the buzzer, no good. 22-17, your score at the end of the first half. Their Bobcats lead the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll take a break back in 2 minutes on ESN.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Health Care of Mammoth Spring. Located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Health Care accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, welcome back here to Liberty High School. We are at halftime. The Thayer Bobcats leading the Mammoth Spring Bears 22-17 here in the championship game of the Liberty Invitational Tournament. This has been a tale of two quarters here in this first half. The Mammoth Spring Bears won the first quarter 13-7. But Thayer really took over in that second quarter and outscored the Bears 18-4 in the second quarter. Check the scoring. Good balance scoring for Thayer, led by Jace Haven. He's got 8 points. And then 5 apiece for Jordan Andrews and Gage Pitts. And 4 points for Logan Doss for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Bears led by Zach Flint. Zach with 8 first half points. 5 points for Alex Merrill, 2 apiece. For Cole Young and for Clint Lester. Nobody really in any foul trouble for either team. For the Bears, nobody with more than one. For the Bobcats, Logan Doss has 2. Nobody else with more than 1 foul in the first half. Mike talked about it earlier when in that half, The Bobcats have dominated the boards. They out-rebound the Bears in this first half. I believe it was 15-5. I think he said that they out-rebounded them in the first half of play. So Bears got to do a better job blocking out, not allowing those offensive rebounds if they want to get back in this game. But still only down 5 here at the half. So still anybody's ball game. We expect an exciting finish here in this championship game. Now, this is the final game of the day. It's been a busy day of basketball here at Liberty High School. Earlier today in the JV side of the bracket, Houston took the third-place game, defeating Fair. Alton a winner over Liberty in the JV championship. In the varsity consolation match, it was Mountain Home Christian Academy with a win over Eminence. Third place went to the Liberty Eagles. They defeated Alton, a game we had here on K-Country, 72-57, the final there. And again, this is the championship there, leading Mammoth Spring at the half, 22-17. Good crowd of fans on hand here for both teams in this championship game. And I know they're expecting an exciting finish to this one, just like we are. We're going to take another break here. We'll come back with more from Liberty High School in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Why venture far when the best deal on a Chevrolet is right here at home? At River Country Chevrolet in Thayer, you're sure to find the car, truck, SUV, or crossover that's perfect for you for a price that fits your budget. Start searching for your next vehicle right now, wherever you are, by visiting them online at rivercountrychevrolet.com. And be sure to find and follow them on Facebook. That is the best way to keep up with unique deals and serious savings. River Country Chevrolet in Thayer, they're there for you.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745. Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
And again, welcome back to Liberty High School. We're at the half. Their Bobcats just making their way back out on the floor. Bears are still in the locker room talking things over here at the half. Bears came out. They was hitting the outside shot. They hit a couple of threes. In fact, hit the first three threes of the ball game with Zach Flynn hitting a couple and Alex Merrill hitting one. But since then, it's been really cold, only 4 points in that second quarter. If they can get things turned around here to start this second half. Their Bobcats, just the opposite. They really got warmed up in that second quarter. 18 second quarter points to take a 5-point halftime lead, 22-17. I want to say thank you to our boosters for Bear Basketball. They include Clary Funeral Home and Mammoth Spring Thayer in Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings in Thayer and Highland, Hart's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, and Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Those are your boosters for Bear Basketball. And again, remind you, for you fans, if you want to go back and listen to the game, we podcast the game. You can probably find that on our website tomorrow at the award-winning ecomnewsnetwork.com. So by check it out. You can go back and listen to all the previous games that we've aired here on K-Country throughout the season. Bears now making their way out of the locker room. And we talked about it in that first half. The Bears have played 5 players. In this first half of play, Bobcats have played about 8 players, and so it's going to see if they wear down here in the second half. if they can keep up the pace. Of course, the Bears are used to doing that. They've done it most of the season. About 2 minutes left in this halftime break. We'll take another quick break. We'll come back with your second half of play from the Liberty Invitational Tournament in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
Make room for spring at Monty's Outdoors. Stock up and save 30% on wintertime essentials like gloves, beanies, and Under Armour cold gear base layers. Save 40% on Columbia fleece, vest, and Omni Heat coats. And take 40% off insulated camo. Check out the newest arrivals from Costa, Smartwool, PFG Rainwear, and find a new favorite PFG hat. Over 300 to pick from, starting at just $19. It's time to make room for spring at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
And again, welcome back to Liberty High School. Both teams are finishing up their warm-ups here. They'll head to the sidelines, talk to the coaches, and we'll get ready for the second half of play between the Bobcats and the Bears. Again, 22-17, their Bobcats leading the Mammoth Spring Bears in the championship of the 49th Annual Liberty Invitational Tournament. Again, remind you, again, for you Bobcat and Bear fans, next week, on Wednesday is when they've rescheduled the game they had to cancel last week. The Thayer Lady Bobcats at Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will square off over at Thayer High School in the Thayer Winter Classic. And that game will decide the championship of that tournament. So we'll look forward to that on Wednesday there at Thayer. Bobcats back out with their starters. They'll return with Landry Pitts, Jace Haven, Jordan Andrews, Gage Pitts, and Logan Doss. Bears are still in the huddle. They come back out with their starters, Alex Merrill, Cole Young, Zach Flynn, Quint Lester, and Justin Skaggs. Bobcats have the ball to start the second half. Pitts has it. He'll cross half court. Gives it on the left side to Andrews. Back out to Pitts now. They're swinging around. Andrews has it. Goes baseline all the way underneath. Shot up. Tough shot. No good. Rebound by the Bears. Alex Merrill weaving his way through traffic. He'll stop now, set it up for the Mammoth Spring Bears. On offense, trailing by five. Inside to Merrill. Merrill's shot, forced it. Good defense there by Doss. And quickly back the other way. His shot is blocked by Merrill. Rebound taken down by Skaggs. Bounce pass up the floor to Young. Young lost control. And his shot, a wild shot, taken down by Landry Pitts. He hands to Haven. Haven all the way up the floor. Underneath to Doss. Doss. And we had a lot of contact underneath. What's the call?
I think it'll be a foul on Lester, Mike, after Doss came down with that loose ball.
Foul on Quint Lester. Didn't know there was a lot of contact both ways.
Oh, he called on Zach Flynn.
Zach Flynn called for the foul. For Zach, that's 2 seconds.
That body's flopping all over the place.
There was bodies going everywhere. Logan Doss will step to the line. Shot on the way is good. 5 points for Logan. Step now for the second one. It's on the way, and it's good. So Doss now with 6 points in the ball game. Probably got about that many rebounds.
Five.
With the basketball. Nice pass underneath the Lester. Blew the layup. All alone, kind of rushed it. He could hear footsteps. And the Bobcats head back the other way. Haven drives in, puts it up, can't get to go. Rebound by Gage Pitts. Gage spins back to the basket, puts it up on the run. His shot no good. Rebound by Merrill. Alex on the dribble. He'll cross half court. Hands it off to Young. 24-17. Bears with the basketball down seven. Lester has it in the corner out to Skaggs. Gives it to Flynn. Over to Merrill. Back out to Zach. Zach, one dribble, across to Young. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Skaggs wide open. Just inside to Lester. Lester, nice job. A little bit of hesitation there. Got the player in the air and then went up and made the easy two. Bears back to within five. pass into the inside. It's a kick ball off of Justin Kay.
Only thing Lester didn't do on that play was lean back a little bit, draw the contact when the defender came back down.
I don't know if he got the shot, if he got the contact, but he did get the bucket. 5-point fairly there with the basketball. Gage sits. Gage drives in. Pass on the free throw line to Haven. He had it slapped away, taken by Mammoth Spring. Alex Merrill now with the basketball. He'll give it to Young. Cole hits on him, gives it out to Flynn. Bobcats looks like they almost did a matchup here.
Yeah, 1-3-1 matchup, yeah.
Yeah, they
matchup out
swing
of the
around. Cole Young for three, knocks it in. Cole, first three-pointer of the ball game. And the Bears are back to within two, 24-22. Gage pits out front. We'll set it up. Gives it over on the wing and come back out to Haven. Haven to Andrews. Andrews goes baseline, pull-up jumper on the way. No good. Alex Merrill with the rebound. Alex takes the ball up across the half-court line. Gives it to Skaggs. Bears set up the offense. Young has it out front.
Chance to tie here, Michael. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Brent Lester with the basketball. Bears swinging the ball around the outside, trying to find an opening here against this zone. Merrill being quiet since a quick start. Hasn't scored since that first quarter. With the basketball, Skaggs. Back it back out. Gives it to Alex Merrill. Alex on the dribble, goes around the defense. Trying to pass
it.
Yeah, he tried to pass it underneath the Flynn, but it was blocked, and then I believe Zach is going to be called for his third foul. That's big.
Yeah, Dolph got the rebound, and Flynn was just right on top of it when he came down.
Had nowhere to go, run into him, knocked him down. So the Bobcats get the ball back, still leading by two, 24-22. Gage Pitts will bring it up the floor. Gives it to Andrews, now to Dolph, back out to Pitts. They swing it around the outside. Landry drives, puts the shot up on the run, can't get to go, fights for the rebound. I believe it's going to be off of Haven and out of bounds. Good box out that time by Clint Lester. Bears now looking at a little pressure, full court this time. With the basketball, Young up to Florida Flynn. To Merrill. Merrill, nice pass underneath. To Lester, he'll put it up and in. That's what you talked about before. That time he got the foul.
I believe it'll be on Landry Pitts, I believe. Pitts and Doss were both there and in the air.
Anyway, he waited on him to go by, then went up. He did get a little bit of contact.
They called it on Landry.
Landry called for his first.
Tie ball game, Mike. 4:09 to play in the third.
With Lester at the line trying to untie. And Quint makes his 7th point of the ball game. 25-24, Mammoth Spring with a nice comeback here to start this third quarter. Andrews with it. He's guarded by Skaggs. Gives it to Haven in the corner. Back out to Andrews. Gordon gives it to Pitts, and Pitts will back it back out. Gage Pitts on the dribble. Finds Andrews on the left wing. He thought about the three. Swings it around to Pitts. Into the corner. Landry's going to fire the three. It's good. Nice shot by Landry Pitts.
And a three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic.
Bobcats back on top by two, now 27-25. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Merrill will give it to Skaggs into the corner to Flynn. Flynn to Young. Pass underneath to Lester. Lester puts it up, puts it in. Clint Lester making a living underneath the basket right now.
About three trips in a row, they've managed to get the ball down in the paint. That's what the Bears need to do if they're going to come back and win this game.
Clint with 9 points now in the ball game. Bobcats with the basketball. We're tied at 27. They're in Mammoth Spring Championship of the Liberty Invitational Tournament. Gage Pitts drives in, kicks it back out to Haven. Haven will fire the jumper. That's no good. Lester with a nice rebound. He'll hand
four rebounds for Clint now.
Clint Lester playing a good third quarter here. Really brought the Bears back.
Can't retake the lead here for Mammoth Spring.
Bears with the basketball. Cole Young. He'll bring it back out. Lester out top of the key. Swing it over to Merrill. Merrill's open for three. He'll fire it off the glass. No good. Rebound by Dawes. He'll hand to Landry Pitts. Now to Gage. Gage brings it up the floor. Bobcats a chance to take the lead. Tied at 27. Landry Pitts, his pass almost stolen by Young, chased down by Gage Pitts. Back to Landry. Landry to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go, fight for the rebound. And we're going to have a pushing foul. See who it's on. Logan Doss, I believe, number 33. Wasn't sure who they was going to call that on. So for Logan, that's his third. Timeout taken. We'll take it with him back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
We are back. 2:11 left to play in this third quarter, the 49th Annual Liberty Invitational Tournament Championship game. And it's a good one. Mammoth Spring and Thayer all tied up at 27. It will be Mammoth Spring basketball out of the timeout.
Bears have outscored the Bobcats 10-5 in this quarter.
They've just been trading quarters so far in this ball game. Bears took the first quarter. It was all Bobcats in the second. And now in this third, it's been Bears so far. With the basketball, Flynn will give it to Young on the wing. Back out top of the key to Flynn. Zach, back to Cole. Back out to Flynn. To Merrill. Underneath to Lester. Lester kicks it back out to Flynn. Bears trying to find an opening here against this good defense from the Thayer Bobcats. Both teams playing good defense here tonight. Merrill has the basketball out front. They swing it into the corner to Flynn. Flynn across to Merrill. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Good recovery there defensively by Haven. Almost a steal by Andrews. Back out. They swing it around to Merrill. Long possession here. They run about 45 seconds off the clock on this possession and still haven't taken a shot.
The Bears have dictated the pace of this game, Mike, and it's not the pace that Thayer wants to play.
Bears, sir. Going to put up a three here. Cole Young knocks it in. Cole's hit a couple of threes here in the second half. And he's got, looks like, 8 points now. The Bears are up by three, 30-27. Down to 56 seconds left in the third. Andrews wants the ball. He was open there for a second. They go high post to Haven, out to Andrews. Andrews, pull-up jumper just inside the three-point line. No good. Clint Lester with another rebound.
Five rebounds for Lester now. He's beginning to, that's four in this quarter.
Yeah. Bears starting to rebound the basketball a little bit better here in this quarter. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Looks like they may try for the final shot of this third quarter, leading by three, 30-27. Mammoth Spring, Cole Young out front, just almost at the half-court line. 18 seconds left to play. Holding onto the basketball, just waiting here, watching the clock wind down. Cole Young out to Lester, and they're going to want to get this ball in the hands of Merrill probably in the final seconds. Since Gags is going to shoot a long three. Rebound by Andrews, and that's going to be the end of the quarter. Your score, 30-27. Mammoth Spring leading Thayer. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team. And you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salad, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Have you downloaded the new app yet, available for iPhone and Android? You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer, with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats!
Landmark Bank, here for you.
This is John Plummer at Landmark Bank. We have the financial services to assist all our friends and neighbors in Thayer. Visit our team for your landmark moments. Whether you're buying a new home, making a land purchase, buying a new vehicle, or saving for a future goal, we have something for all those dreams. We invite you to become a Landmark. Landmark Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
And again, welcome back to Liberty High School. We're ready to start the fourth quarter here in the championship game. Mammoth Spring Bears will have the ball and a three-point lead against the Thayer Bobcats, 30-27. That third quarter belonged to Mammoth Spring, outscoring Sayre 13-5 in the third quarter. Justin Skaggs gets it off to Merrill. We'll go to Young on the wing. Young hit a couple of three-pointers there in that third quarter. Back out to Skaggs. Bears content here just to pass the ball around the outside, take some time off the clock. They're in no hurry. They want to play at this slower pace. Don't want to get out and run, but there. Flynn with the basketball on the wing across the floor to Merrill. Alex drives in all the way to the basket, puts it up, puts it in, and draws the foul. Big play there by the senior, Alex Merrill. That's his first point since the first quarter. He's got seven now in the ball game. And makes the lead 5-32-27. Logan Doss and Jace Haven going to check back in as Nicholson and come out. Andrews come out. Alex Merrill trying to complete a three-point play here at the line and make it a six-point ball game, and he does. 8 points now for Merrill. 33-27, Mammoth Spring by six, 7-17 left to play in the championship game. Gage Pitts out front for Thayer. Just give it off to Haven, to Grimes, inside to Dolph, to Haven. Haven goes up and going to draw a foul. The two that's on, Lester and Merrill there. If that's Lester, that could be his third.
It was on Lester.
Went Lester's third foul. Big foul there on the Bears. Jace Haven at the free throw line. Haven's had a good night. He's got 9 points now. He gets set to shoot the second, try to cut into this five-point lead, 33-28.
And Jordan Andrews back in the ballgame for Thayer.
Andrews back in, I believe, for Grimes. Shot on the way for Haven is no good. Rebound by Merrill. Alex up the floor to Young. Cole standing almost on the half-court line. Gives it to Flynn and to Young. Young puts the shot up, can't get it to go, fights for the rebound, it's going to go out of bounds, touch last by Thayer. So the Bears will inbound on their baseline, leading by 5, 33-28, 6:50 left to play in the ball game. Cole Young will bring it in to Flynn. Zach looking inside, out to Young. Young back to Flynn. On the wing now to Skaggs. Justin back out to Flynn. To Young, left side, in the corner to Lester. Flint trying to get free, almost walked with it. Gets it to Merrill, off to Young. Cole going to the basket, and he travels.
Good defensive play there.
It was. The Bobcats came over, cut off the lane to the basket, and Cole had nowhere to go.
Play that time by Landry Pitts. And from the weak side, made that play.
Turnover by the Bears, gives it back to Thayer. Down 5, 6:23 to play. Andrews has it on the wing. He's trying to get free, gives it to Pitts. Gage going to pull up for the jumper. It's on the way. Good. Beautiful shot. Gage Pitts. 7 points now for Gage. Flynn across the floor to Young, to Lester. Now back out top of the key to Skaggs. 3-point Mammoth Spring lead. They have the basketball. Merrill will hand to Young. Cole on the dribble. He's guarded by Andrews. Had it knocked away to get it back. Off to Flynn. Back to the basket, puts it up, and he's going to draw a foul on Logan Doss. That's Logan's fourth. It's a good, strong move to the basket by Zach Flynn.
And he got that step on him, Mike, and Logan just never could catch up.
Zach's got big, broad shoulders. He gets around you. It's hard to get back in front of him.
Yeah.
Zach at the line, sets for the first one. It's on the way. It's good. Flynn now with 9 points in the ball game. Still nobody in double figures for either team. Flynn could be the first here if he can knock down this free throw. Second free throw on the way is good. 10 points now for Zach Flynn. Bears by 5, 35-30 over the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer with the basketball, 5:45 to play. Gage Pitts out front. He'll give it to Andrews, left wing. Andrews looks for the screen. Free throw line jumper on the way. Good. Jordan Andrews. Jordan now with 7. Bears looking at pressure and almost a turnover. Good save by Merrill. He'll get it up to Young. Cole with the basketball. Gives it to Skaggs. And then gets it right back. 3-point lead. Alex Merrill takes the high pass. Give it out to Lester. Now to Flynn. Flynn underneath. Beautiful pass into Merrill for an easy two.
Pretty.
Good ball movement by the Bears. And now Merrill in double figures with 10. Andrews swings it around. Pitts has it. He thought about the three. He'll back it back out, set up the offense. Still plenty of time here. Just a five-point ball game, 37-32. High post to Haven. He lost the ball. Gets it back. Goes back up. Puts it up. And draws the foul. Quint Lester, I believe, just picked up his fourth.
That is huge for the Bama Spring Bears.
It is big for
him. Lester's played tonight. They're going to need him to stay on the floor.
He looks like Coach Godwin's going to roll the dice here. He's not pulling him out. Thought he might go to Dylan Savage. Dylan plays quite a bit when they get into foul trouble. Haven makes the first free throw. Chase now in double figures. He's got 10. First Bobcat into double figures. Makes it a four-point ball game, 37-33. Second free throw for Haven is on the way, and it's good. 11 points for Chase Haven. Bears almost turned it over, but it come right back to Skaggs. He gets it over to Young. Up the floor, it's stolen by Haven. Taken by Andrews. Andrews on the drive, trying to go to the basket. His pass inside is knocked loose. Taken by Lester, and Lester is tied up. Jump ball. It'll belong to Thayer.
Good exchange right there. That's the way you like to see high school kids playing basketball.
Yeah, they both, both teams were going for the basketball.
Well, just the whole sequence, from the almost steal to the steal to the block shot, loose ball again. Good sequence.
There with the basketball, Landry Pitts. He'll hand off the Gates, and they'll set it up. Trailing by three now. They can tie it up here with a long one, 37-34. Gates Pitts will back it back out. It's guarded by Skaggs. Down to 4:19 to play. Andrews has it. Andrews looks through the screen, gets it to Pitts. Pitts for three. Oh, no good. Rebound, fall four. And taken by Nicholson. Nice rebound by Nicholson. Pass underneath to Pitts. Pitts out to Andrews. Andrews thought about the three. Goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. One-point ball game. Jordan Andrews now with nine.
Lester there, Mike. Couldn't do anything about it.
Had to just stand.
He was right there and couldn't challenge the shot.
In foul trouble. He's got four fouls. So going to have to back off and play careful here. Lester goes baseline. Tries to put the shot up. And
they call the push.
Yeah, someone was on his back there when he tried to stop. Didn't see who it was, but it's going to be Pitts. Landry, number 10.
Yep.
It is Landry second. So the Bears will inbound. That's just the fifth foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Cole Young for three. It's on the way. It's short. Rebound taken by Andrews. Up the floor. Haven drives in. And we're going to have a blocking foul, bucket, and a one. Jace Haven with a bucket. He's got 13, and he'll go to the line. They are back on top now, 38-37. For Justin Skaggs. They called it on Merrill. No, Skaggs. There we go. Still had number 10.
Number one.
Number one on Justin Skaggs. Justin, probably the best player on the Bears, had taken that charge, but he was a little late getting there that time.
Still sliding in just a little bit.
Got called for the block, and Jace Haven, chance for a three-point play to put the Bobcats up two. Shot is up, and it is no good. Rebound chased down, though, by Jordan Andrews. A big play there by the Thayer Bobcat. Gage Pitts with the basketball. He'll give it off to Landry. Bobcats in no hurry here. One-point lead and the basketball, 38-37.
They will take all the air out of this ball right now.
Jace Haven has it in the corner. He goes baseline, puts it up on the run, can't get it to go, but the rebound comes out to Gage Pitts. Gage puts the shot up. He can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Jump ball. It'll belong to Mammoth Frank.
Well, Haven and Lester got tangled up there.
Lester in there fighting for those four fouls. Very dangerous. Could have picked up the fifth there. Timeout taken by Coach Godwin. We'll take it with him. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious
high quality, tastes like home cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. French Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
Well, we are back here at Liberty High School, 38-37 there with a one-point lead. It will be Mammoth Spring basketball out of this timeout. 3:04 left to play, championship game of the Liberty Invitational Tournament. It's been a good one.
It's been a good ball game. Not a whole lot of scoring, but if you want to give a lesson on playing defense,
both ways.
Yeah, it'd be a good game to show right here because it's all defense tonight.
Both these teams have had some good runs. Mammoth Spring started strong with a 13-7 first quarter. And then Thayer outscored them 18-4 in the second quarter. Mammoth Spring come back in the third quarter and outscored Mammoth Spring, or outscored Thayer 13-5. And now here we are in the...
Yeah, Thayer's outscored them 11-7 here in the fourth.
Here in the fourth. And we'll see how they finish this final 3 minutes here. Mammoth Spring and Thayer.
Well, full court pressure.
With the basketball, Lester has it up the floor. Picks up his dribble. Comes back out. Skaggs with it. Bears on offense here. Trailing by one. Merrill has it now. He'll give it to Young on the wing. Top of the key to Skaggs. So Lester on the wing. Lester looking underneath. They swing it around the outside to Young. Trying to work it in. Looks like they've got Zach Flynn running that baseline, trying to get him open down there. On the wing, Young out to Skaggs. We're down to 2:26 to play. Bears seem to be in no hurry.
Yeah, switching up the set here now.
With the basketball, Cole Young. He'll come out top of the key to Flynn. Gives it to Merrill. Merrill fakes the pass back to
Flynn. Oh, that was a
walk.
Yep.
He wanted to pass, and he seen that lane. He took a step. But forgot to dribble. So the Bears turn it over. Down one, 38-37. 2:12 left to play. Gage Pitts will walk it up the floor. Now the Bobcats are sure not going to be in no hurry. They have a one-point lead in the basketball.
And 2 minutes to play.
Haven with it out at almost half court. Gives it to Pitts. They're just playing catch with it. Bears coming back in that zone. Now they'll come out a little bit, force the pass. Landry Pitts with it over to Nicholson. Nicholson drives in, puts it up and over. Nice play by Nicholson. His first 2 points of the ballgame. That's a big two. Gives them a three-point lead, 40-37. A minute 38 to play in the ballgame. Lester has it on the wing. Come back out to Skaggs, around to Merrill, to Flynn. Flynn drives baseline, tried to go up with it, threw the foul. Ooh, they called it hard. Big call there. Zach Quinn picks up his fourth foul.
Yeah, he lowered that shoulder a little bit, Mike. He lowered that shoulder into the defender. You're going to get the offensive foul every time.
We got a foul called on the Mammoth Spring Bears. There will get the ball back, leading three with a minute 28 to play. That was a big play there. We're wiping up some moisture on the floor down there right now.
Yeah, these two teams have gone at it today. Anybody hits the floor, it's going to get wet.
Yeah, both teams are... have already broke a sweat out there. Hard to believe, man. Four quarters in. Most of them have went the entire way. I know all of the Mammoth Spring Bears have. Timeout taken by the Thayer Bobcats. So we'll take a break again. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
And welcome back again to Liberty High School. Minute 28 left to play here in the championship game. Thayer Bobcats right now leading by three with the basketball. Mammoth Spring Bears with a little pressure this time. Inbound play. Haven looking to come in. He'll bring it in, and we're going to have a foul called on Justin Skaggs. Skaggs, one person not in foul trouble. So maybe a good foul there for the Bears.
Well, it's trying to get into a position to put Thayer at the line because neither team is over to the limit yet.
And they will be with the next one. Yep. Bears' next foul will put the Bobcats at the free throw line.
I think just wanted to get set up in that position.
And maybe if you want to foul somebody, Nicholson hadn't been in there a whole lot. Almost turned it over, and he does.
Yeah.
Zach Quinn stopped behind the three-point line, gives it to Merrill. Merrill spins, kicks it out to Skaggs. Back to Merrill. Down to a minute nine. Bears, good patience there. You thought they might try to rush up a three to see if they could tie it, but took their time now trying to get a good shot. Zach Quinn with it, around to Lester, in the corner to Skaggs. Skaggs across to Merrill. Alex with the basketball. He's got Andrews on him. Good defense by Jordan. Across the floor to Skaggs, open for three. It's on the way. It's good. Big shot. First point of the ball game for Justin Skaggs. Ties it up at 40. Timeout taken. 40-40. Mammoth Spring and Thayer. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Welcome back again to Liberty High School. What a ball game. Championship of the Liberty Invitational Tournament. We're all tied up at 40 and with 40 seconds left to play. Actually, 40.9. It's been a good ball game, Mike.
It's been a good ball game, and Thayer Bobcats still with Nicholson out there in place of Doss. I thought Thayer might put Doss back in the ball game here, especially the rebound, you know, off a missed shot with 40 seconds to go, tie game. I doubt Thayer shoots this ball before there's less than 10 seconds to go.
Yeah, they're probably going to hold it maybe for the final shot.
And I'm surprised Mammoth Spring pulled off the pressure, too.
Yeah, they are going to let them bring it on up. Not going to waste.
They forced a turnover last time they were in it.
Bobcats will inbound. Gage Pitts will bring it up the floor. Tied at 40, down to 36 seconds to play. Who's the Bobcats going to go to here for the final shot? You would think probably Andrews.
Yeah, Andrews would be the obvious choice, although in other games that Thayer has been in this situation, it's been Landry Pitts.
Landry.
Probably their best three-point shooter.
But Gage Pitts has shot the ball really well tonight. There you go.
We'll find out here in about 5 seconds, and we're down to 13 seconds to go.
And timeout taken. Coach Pitts calls the timeout. Down to 12.4 to play in this ball game. Mammoth Spring and Thayer tied at 40. Back in 30 seconds on ESPN.
When you need medical attention, know that Dr. Melissa Wright, nurse practitioner Sheila Marler at Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic are here for you with top quality, compassionate care. They offer family medicine for all ages in their state-of-the-art facility located at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Arkansas patients can also make an appointment at their second location at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment.
And again, welcome back to Liberty High School. Exciting finish here, the 49th annual Liberty Invitational Tournament. There, Bobcats and the Mammoth Spring Bears all tied up at 40, 12.4 seconds left to play. There, we'll have the ball here out of the timeout. Justin Skaggs just hit a big three for Mammoth Springs. His first points of the ball game to tie this thing up at 40. We'll see who Bobcats come back out on the floor for the Bears. The same five that played the entire ball game. Nobody's had a breather.
And they were the starters with the exception of Nicholson in there in place of Doss.
Andrews with the basketball. Gives it to Pitts. Back out to Andrews. Andrews drives to the basket. Pull-up jumpers on the way. It's good. That's the ball game. They continue to run the clock for quite a while.
I think they'll run the clock back up to 2 seconds, Mike.
That's a big shot by Jordan Andrews.
Yeah, fadeaway jumper from just outside the free throw line. It's his favorite shot to take.
I can see why. It looked pretty easy for him. They still got that point, too. Coach Scott Small for the Mammoth Spring Bears, the assistant coach, is over talking to the scores table, talking to the referees. I mean, it looked like the clock continued to run at least a couple of seconds. I don't think they'll put more than two back on the clock.
No, I think it should be right at 2 seconds, maybe
1.3 is what they're
1.3 is what they're going to give them.
1 second. They're going to have time to catch and shoot, but it's going to be probably a long shot. They've got it here. They've got to bring it the length of the floor. They're just got to be careful and not foul anybody on a three-pointer here.
Yeah, I would make sure that I I'd at least put my defense at half court, Mike. I mean, you got to put your defense at half court and don't let them make that long pass up to midcourt.
Right.
And they're going to bring them all the way back into the backcourt. They're going to be at three quarters.
They're going to press them.
They're going to be at three quarters, 2-2-1 defensively.
Again, I think you've got to be careful. If they make a shot beyond half court, then you say, well, that was a good shot, but you don't foul them and give them a chance to.
Well, Gage and Gage Fitz and Jordan Andrews just over talking to the official on this end of the floor, and they just told him, we're not going to foul it. We're going to put our hands behind their backs.
All right, inbound play here. Justin Skaggs going to trigger the ball in.
Yep, that's
his pass, he threw the money. That's the ball game. There, Bobcats win it 42-40. What a finish. Defeating the Mammoth Spring Bears here in the championship of the Liberty Invitational Tournament. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to wrap this one up here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, welcome back to Liberty High School. Just finishing up a great ball game here in the championship with the Fair Bobcats getting a two-point victory, 42-40 over the Mammoth Spring Bears. Right now they're going to hand out medals for the all-tournament team, and I expect that we'll see some players from both the Fair and Mammoth Spring squads. Right now, Zach Stretch from Liberty, named to the all-tournament team. Well,
and Caleb Spray from Mountain Home Christian Academy, who's a really good player.
Good player. I did catch that one. So Caleb and Zach both getting the medals. Drew Clary from the Alton Comets, named to the all-tournament team. Congratulations to Drew. We'll get these, and then we'll go through the scoring here in the ballgame, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Pitts here in a few minutes. Right now, Drew walking down to get his medal. Now the Bears, Alex Merrill, number 10.
Well-deserved.
Alex.
A good tournament.
Senior. Played well. Gage Pitts, number 3, named to the all-tournament team, and now they'll name the MVP, which I would expect is going to be Jordan Andrews. And it is. Jordan Andrews named the MVP of the tournament. Of course, he hit the shot there to win the championship and played well all week long.
Yeah, he had a great tournament. And boy, how'd you like to take that bunch right there on the floor, those six guys?
You can play with anybody,
and
you
can play with anybody in the state right
there. You have a good starting five and a nice person off the bench, no matter which way you went there.
Absolutely.
You got size, you got speed, you get it all. But anyway, we want to take a look at the scoring there in our ball game. A good ball game here tonight between Mammoth Spring and Thayer. For Mammoth Spring, they had two players in double figures. Alex Merrill and Zach Flynn both finished with 10 points. 9 points for Clint Lester, 8 for Cole Young, 4 for Justin Skagg. For the Thayer Bobcats, they were led tonight by Jace Haven. Jace finished with 13 points. 11 points for Jordan Andrews, including the game winner there at the end. And then looks like 7 points for Gage Pitts. And Landry Pitts with 2 points. 6 points for Logan Doss. 2 points for Keaton Nicholson. That's the scoring for the two teams. Again, great effort by both teams. Defensively, I thought both teams defensively played really good basketball tonight. At times, it made the offense look bad, but I think it was the defense that made it look that way.
Yeah, I would agree. I thought defensive effort on both sides of the ball was really, really good.
Really good. Again, I want to congratulate both the Bobcats and Bears. The Bears getting the runner-up trophy, Bobcats the championship. Both of them come in with a good game plan. and it just worked out better for the Bobcats here tonight. I'd love to see these two teams play again. It's fun to watch. It always is. Of course, we'll get the female version on Wednesday. Lady Bobcats and Lady Bears will square off in the championship of the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll have that one for you on K-Country 95 on Wednesday night. We're taking pictures out here at the half court, or actually underneath the basket on the other end. So we'll take a quick break here, and we'll see if we can get Coach Pitts up here to talk to us. Actually, he's headed this way, so we'll just keep it right here as he heads up here. And we'll visit with Coach Pitts on the victory tonight, a hard-fought win over the Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm going to take the headset off here, Mike. So.
Well, it's been a great. I mean, it's been a good week for the Thayer Bobcats. You know, they had the easy game on Monday night, and then here last night, you know, got challenged early and put that game away late against the Liberty Eagles. So it's been a good week,
really good game
here for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. And Matt Pitts, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, joins us here up in the in a crow's nest above the floor. Yes, you've been standing for the last 2 hours. All right, Coach, congratulations on the win. This tournament's always a prestigious tournament, and to win the Liberty tournament is a big deal.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like I said, it's 49th year, and this great teams win this thing. And I knew, I mean, anytime you come up here and it's, you got to play. But it's, you know, you got to answer the bell. And with a bunch of young guys, I'm pleased with the week we had. We just got to keep getting better.
Well, tonight, and Mike and I were just talking, great defensive efforts on both ends of the floor tonight by Mammoth Spring and Thayer.
Yeah, and they're well coached, man. Seth does a great job with them, and they're in the right spots a lot, and you can't, you know, they're just really good at what they do, and they've kind of just sold out. This is who we are. This is what we're going to do every night, and there's a lot to be said.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked all season long. If you just had a big, but tonight you out-rebounded them, almost 2-1, and I know that that's something your kids have worked really hard on. It. And tonight, I mean, it was a difference in the ball game. I think, especially during the comeback. You gave them one shot, and that was all they got.
Yeah, and then not being real big, I mean, especially playing somebody that plays, you know, that pace and tempo,
yeah.
And they run their stuff well, and when they miss it, you better get it, or you're going to guard for a minute, and not very long, quarter's over.
So your young kids come up, big shots, I mean, time after time after time. You got to be real happy the way this team has progressed.
I am, but we really didn't have a choice. I mean, that's the one thing. Age is just a number, and I tell those guys all the time that, you know, players play, and it really don't matter how old you are, and I know all that mental stuff, that does matter. But players make plays. You know, Jordan, he struggled a little, couldn't get nothing to go, and set him there just a little bit to start that quarter and just kind of let him gather himself. But he knows. We're confident with him, and make or miss, we're living with him shooting that thing, and he jumped right up and made it.
Well, we talked at the end of the ball game, and Mike said, do you think Andrews takes the last shot? And I said, well, a lot of times in similar situations, you've gone to Landry because he is your best three-point shooter. But, boy, Jordan, with the way he handles the ball and gets into the paint,
you're
either going to get a shot or you're going to get fouled.
Yeah, and we were in a situation there. I mean, they had one day. We were one foul from the 1-1.
Yes.
We still had a foul to give. So on our end, it was like, okay, if we get it on the rim, everybody goes and rebounds it. We were kind of playing with house money maybe there in that possession. And he just made the play. I mean, that was a great play. They busted what we drew up and what we wanted to do, which is great on their part. Jordan just made a play.
Yeah, kind of one-on-one.
Yep.
All right, so Bobcats now going to get into the SCA season now. Boy, it's going to be tough.
Oh, man, it'll be tough. And, you know, next week we've got Southside at home on Tuesday, and then we go to Pocahontas, both those Class 4s on Saturday. So it doesn't get any easier.
Congratulations on the tournament win.
You guys, I appreciate it.
I know this third tournament, and, of course, down at Baseville, I don't know if we were in the championship game or not. It was the way the tournament was set up, but we ended up taking third.
Got third down there.
Third down there. But in the Liberty tournament or the Kabul tournament, I mean, the plate, you know, adore a bunch. It's just unreal, and played them really well. And then tonight, getting the tournament win, it's been all season coming, but you got one.
Yeah, no, and I told those guys that does matter, and especially late in the year. You know, you look back and can we win a tournament? Can we close out a championship game? And we had to win one tonight the hard way. Hats off to Mammoth; they did a great job.
Yeah, Bobcats are trending upward.
I hope so. We better.
All right, thanks, Matt. Matt Pitts, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, and of course, good win tonight for the Thayer Bobcats, and. In a tough place to play. And I don't think anybody will tell you this is a tough gym to play in as a visitor. And it's always been that way because of the sunken floor and the walls are way away from the baskets. Your depth perception is played with a little bit. But I thought both teams, Mike, and I didn't keep shooting statistics, But I think if you figured it up what the shooting percentage was tonight, both teams shot the ball pretty good.
It wasn't really all that bad. You got to consider both teams, when they had the ball, passed the ball about 15, 20 times, it seemed like, before they ever took a shot. So, I mean, there wasn't a lot of shots that went up, and those that did, like you said, I think
majority of them went in.
Pretty good percentage went in.
Yeah. All right, that'll wrap it up.
That'll wrap things up for us here on our broadcast of the Championship of the Liberty Invitational Tournament. Been a fun week up here. Want to say thank you to our sponsors, first of all, for the Mammoth Spring Bears. They include Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Hersey, Fred's Fish House in Mammoth Spring, Ozarka College, FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, and the Mammoth Spring School District. For the Thayer Bobcats, sponsors include Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer and West Plains, Oregon County Cars in Thayer, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, River Country Chevrolet of Thayer, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey in Mammoth Spring, FNBC Community Bankers, Farm Bureau, Zach Martin in Thayer and Alton, Landmark Bank in West Plains, Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Mayfield Auto Repair in West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, Ozarka College, Family Health Care, Nurse Practitioner Tammy Ward in Mammoth Spring, and Pizza Inn in Thayer. Those are your sponsors for the Bobcats. Again, Bobcats win the championship 42-40 over the Mammoth Spring Bears here in the Liberty Invitational Tournament.